AFR On Demand is brought to you by Breck Golf. Get into the swing of things with Breck Golf at golf.breck.org. With six golf courses around the Baton Rouge area designed for golfers of all skill levels, Breck offers a course for every golfer. Book your tee time now, golf.breck.org.
I guess it's time. LSU baseball season's over. It's time to just turn the page and accept the fact that in fewer than 90 days, they're going to be playing college football. Fired up to have Joe Lisi back with us, GoForTheTwo.com. He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. Joe, how are you, man?
Oh, I'm amped up for a 2019 season, Matt. How are you? Can't wait for Tiger football.
Dude, are you going to make it to Baton Rouge this year?
I think I will. I have to catch a game. I mean, I'm dying to lie down in the eye of Death Valley, so I'll make it down hopefully in late October.
If you make it down for a game this year, I will make sure that you get in the stadium and you have a chance to walk out on the field and lay down on the eye of the Tiger. How about that? That's our deal.
You got it. I'm game. I can't wait. I'll be there.
What, Joe, why put out the college football? We've done this before every year whenever you come out with your preview. Why do it so early?
I just love the game. I mean, I put it out. I love the stats. I love the information that people aren't really looking at. I'm really not concentrated on position battles. I want to see the strengths and weaknesses of the team from the previous year and want to see if those trends continue in 2019. And I think that if you pick up the preview, there's some interesting statistics of every Power 5 school.
So the thing that I was most interested in when I was scrolling through it today was some of your predictions from a season ago, like your sleeper teams. You had Michigan, Texas, Baylor all exceeded their win total. Your SEC championship game, you had Bama and Clemson. Your national champion, you had Bama and Georgia. Your national championship, you had Clemson. So you did okay last year, Joe. What do you have in store this year, man?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think we're starting to see where the top teams in college football are pulling away from the pack. It used to be in recent years you might get 15 or 20 teams that you could say could possibly make the college football playoff. I think it's really only a handful of teams, about 8 to 10 legitimate teams in 2019 that have a chance to crack the top four.
Aside from the obvious, Bama, Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, the ones everyone's going to mention, who are maybe some of the college football playoff sleepers that you think could rise this year?
Yeah, I think one is Washington with former Georgia quarterback Jacob Eason. Washington's been there before. They were 10-4 last year, lost four games by a total of 3.7 points per game. But he really gives them the ability to stretch defenses vertically. They were limited under Jake Browning and really could not do that. It really handcuffed them in the Rose Bowl, but I think Jacob Eason's presence will give the Huskies a legitimate shot not only to win the Pac-12, but to crack the college football playoff. Obviously, LSU, I think, will be there. Notre Dame and Georgia as well.
Do you think the Pac-12, if not Washington, could get a team in the college football playoff this year?
I think that if any team could do it. I'm not sold on Oregon because of their inability to win on the road in recent years. You look at the last 3 years under that program as a whole, they are only 5 wins on the road and 13 losses. You cannot win, and more importantly, not just in the Pac-12, but you can't win a college football playoff game or get there if you cannot win on the road. And that's why I'm not sold on Oregon. From strength of schedule, if a team can do it outside Washington, I think it is USC or possibly Utah. They need to run the table, but I just don't think they have the firepower to do it in 2019.
Now, coincidentally, you also have Clay Helton as number one on your hot seat going into 2019. So what about Southern Cal makes you think they could be primed for a bounce-back year?
Yeah, I think one is the addition of new offensive coordinator Graham Harrell, a former Texas Tech quarterback, and his presence and tutelage with JT Daniels. And possibly they have one of the best wide receiver cores in the Pac-12 with Vaughn and Pittman two of the top wide receivers in the nation in the Pac-12. So if they can do it, it will be because they outscored teams defensively. I think they took a step back. They lost five Pac-12 games for the first time since prior to 2009. So I think it's going to be an uphill battle, but it will be because of Graham Harrell and the progression of JT Daniels on the offensive side of the football.
Joe Lisi's with us, GoForTheTwo.com. He's on Twitter at GoForTheTwo. I'm so glad you brought up Jacob Eason, because I think a lot of people probably forgot that name, out of sight, out of mind, leaving Georgia and going back to his home state of Washington. But Eason's not the only transfer quarterback that's going to pop up in a new spot. Of course, Ohio State, Miami have much oft-discussed transfer quarterbacks. Who is the transfer quarterback in the country this year you think that has the biggest impact?
Well, it could be Tate Martell with Miami that you mentioned. I mean, that's been the one, I want to say, Achilles heel of Miami last year, their inability to stretch defenses vertically with Nkosi Perry and that offense last year under Mark Richt. So can he come in and understand the system with Manny Diaz? And can he show leadership? I think if he can do that early on, just the way Joe Burrow did last year for LSU, this could be a team from a defensive perspective that can carry them to an ACC Coastal Division title. So we'll see how it pans out. It's not going to be easy as they play August 24th against Florida.
Who do you think is the most overrated team, getting too much hype at this point heading into 2019?
I say it every year. I think it's Gus Malzahn and Auburn. Every year this team is ranked within the top 10, and yet they always seem to never live up to expectations. It's been a long cry from 2013 since they faced off against Florida State in the championship game. Since 2014, Matt, Auburn is 14-16, which is a 466 winning percentage on the road or on a neutral field site, and they lost five SEC games last year by an average margin of defeat of 13.8 points per game. I know they have some defensive pieces in place, but offensively, this is a limited offense, and we'll see if Gatewood could step in and lead that offense under Gus Malzahn, but they just never live up to expectations, in my opinion, and they have a tough matchup week one against Oregon.
When you said the school that always seems to be overhyped, I thought for sure that you'd go either Texas or Notre Dame. Of course, LSU is going to see Texas. Notre Dame's going to head to Athens to take on Georgia. What do you think about those two college football blue bloods with a lot of hype going into this season, Texas and Notre Dame?
I think both teams are legit in terms of, I think they'll be there. I mean, now, Texas, in my opinion, their season and their college football playoff hopes hinge September 7th against LSU. That's a make-it-or-break-it game. I mean, that could build momentum should they be able to knock off the Tigers. I can't wait to watch that matchup. And they have some offensive pieces in place with Colin Johnson and quarterback Sam Ellinger. They're 12-6 at home. This is a team that, again, lost four games by a total of 21 points. Defensively, they need to take the next step. We haven't seen Big 12 defenses dominate, but I think they're on pace for a 9-win season. Notre Dame, again, schedule very manageable. Ian Book's progression, they're going to need to run the football and be consistent on offense. I think they can do that. I don't think they're as dominant as they were last year. I think they'll be there in the mix, but I think they're on the outside looking in for the top four for 2019.
Couple more minutes with Joe Lisi. GoForTheTwo.com. His college football preview is out. It's digital. By the way, do people just go to GoForTheTwo.com and they can buy it there?
Yeah, they can pick it up there on Amazon. They can email me. There's a link to email me for the PDF copy on GoForTheTwo. That's the number 2.com.
GoForTheTwo. GoForTheNumeral2.com. Let's talk about LSU. A lot of expectation this year as opposed to a year ago where people maybe weren't as high. I'm in that number as well. I thought LSU might struggle a season ago. When you look at LSU, what's the biggest reason for optimism going into 2019?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it starts with the quarterback and Joe Burrow, and they're a battle-tested team. I love the way they played football last year. They got back to a physical presence. They won 10 games against opponents with a combined overall percentage of 543%, and they won those games by 16.2 points per game. But, again, I like the way they run the football last year. Edwards-Helaire, to me, is a legitimate back. And more importantly, when you look at the last 2 years, every time LSU runs for over 200 yards, yards. They win football games. They're 14-3 over the last 2 years and won those 14 games by 21.7 points per game. They need to knock off Alabama 8 straight, but I think they have a legitimate shot in 2019 against the Crimson Tide.
What if they don't beat Alabama but run the table and finish 11-1?
I think they're there. I think they're there. Again, you're looking at a team that's going up probably against Georgia as their legitimate shot as a college football playoff contender. I'm not sold on the Bulldogs this year. You look at the strength of schedule, very difficult, 633 winning percentage of their opponents. They play Notre Dame. They play Texas A&M. They play Florida. So it's not going to be easy for the Bulldogs. If LSU runs the table and goes 11-1, I think they could possibly knock down the door and crack the top four.
What about LSU playing at Texas in week two? That's a game that everybody is circling right now and wondering how that's going to play out. You got an early feel on that?
Yeah, to me, I mean, again, I like the way LSU plays. And even though they're on the road in Austin, the physicality of the Tigers, to me, each and every year, that's where they are. I mean, they recruit on the offense and defensive lines. Eddie O has done a fantastic job, and that staff has. I think, again, I think they match up very well against Texas. Texas needs to run the football. They only averaged around 153 rushing yards per game last year, and the front seven of LSU was 5-0 every time they held opponents under 100 yards rushing and won those five games by 18 points per game. Again, Texas needs to stretch teams vertically, but LSU matches up with the best in the country. They held 9 of 13 opponents last year to 50% or less completion percentage. Early on, it favors LSU, in my opinion.
Joe, tons of LSU fans giving you a big attaboy, pat on the back, shouting in their cars right now. So here's your chance to not piss them off. Who do you think wins the SEC?
I have to go early on. It's not going to be easy for LSU. Hardest schedule in the SEC, combined winning percentage of their 2019 opponents, 645%. When you look at Alabama, their combined opponents' strength of schedule for 2019, 518%. But that doesn't mean come November I'll be picking against LSU. I love them on the road against Alabama.
Are you picking LSU to beat Alabama?
I will. I do. The simple fact.
Hey, hot damn, game, Joe! Man, they're gonna throw a party. Hey, man.
In the preview, I went with Alabama, but in this matchup, to me, I think Joe Burrow another year in the system. You're giving me points on the road. I'm taking LSU in Tuscaloosa, and it's a 3:30 kick. I love that matchup.
It hasn't been determined that it's going to be a 3:30 kick, Joe. It could still end up like as an ESPN night game. It's just not going to be the CBS night game. So we'll see ultimately. You know, what happens with that? You know, if ESPN barters and gets that game in prime time. But either way, I'm curious, man. There's a lot of people. I'll tell you what, Joe. If you're picking LSU in that matchup, whenever you come down here, not only will I get you on the field, I'm telling you, everyone in Baton Rouge will make sure you're well-fed and lubricated the entire time you're here.
Yeah, that sounds great. I also have an LSU hat. I'm going to take a picture and tweet it out for you. I also got the sweatsuit, too. I'll break out the whole attire.
Hey, you showed me before there in your studios. You have an LSU jersey in there. Whose is it?
Yeah, Justin Vincent, former BCS MVP and personal friend of the show. So, yes, Justin Vincent. I also have Patrick Peterson's as well, and my two kids do too. We bleed LSU purple and gold.
It's funny, man. My guy's there in Midtown Manhattan. He's the biggest LSU supporter you'll see in Manhattan. Joe Lisi, go for the 2.com, man. It's always great to chat. Good to hear your voice, my friend. We'll talk soon.